Today we celebrate the conversion of St. Paul as it was just recounted in our text from Acts chapter 9. Beginning with the Swedish Lutheran Christer Stendhal in the 1960s, it has become popular for New Testament scholars to speak of this text as the call, not the conversion of Paul. In light of Paul's background in Judaism, the argument goes, Paul really was not converted from Judaism as much as he was called to the knowledge of Jesus as Lord to become the apostle to the Gentiles. While this text certainly presents the call of St. Paul into the apostolic ministry, it also tells us of a radical conversion experience. Even we who celebrate this conversion as a conversion of death in sin to life in Christ, even we read this account with two eyes on the end of the story. We hardly see what Paul went through because we are confident that all is well that ends well. Many Christians even think of Paul's Damascus Road experience as a wonderfully positive event, one that they too would like to share in, almost like the shepherds who beheld the myriads of angels singing and then journeyed to see the Christ. But look at it again. Things did not go very well for Paul on the Damascus Road. Jesus confronted Paul as he had confronted the prophets of old. But Paul had even more reason to fall down flat on his face as the prophets did of old, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, and others, in utter fear before the Lord Yahweh. Like them, he feared he would die because he was seeing the Lord. And yet, the question he asked of the Lord really causes him to pause. Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It must have greatly puzzled Paul because he asked, using the divine address, who are you, Lord? It's almost like Paul recognizes him as Lord and yet doesn't understand why he's asking this question. The response was the worst news he could ever have expected. I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. Luke does not tell us what went through Paul's mind at that moment or what he said under his breath, but your guess is probably accurate. This was the oh no of oh no's. Without food, you know, here we see it got worse because Paul opened his eyes after this experience and saw nothing. He was blind. Imagine those 3 days that followed, of 3 days of dark, oh no, oh no. The very Lord, the very Yahweh whom I was seeking to faithfully serve is none other than the one whom we have crucified, none other than the one whom I was persecuting. Indeed, the Damascus Road encounter and the next 3 dark days were not a call or a conversion of St. Paul. These days were a painful experience that crushed all of his former illusions of self-righteousness and created a new and much more deep and profound understanding of sin as a condition of blind bondage. Paul was like a man on death row, awaiting for his lethal injection. Instead, he has somebody place his hands on him, and he hears this gospel promise. Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you came, has sent me that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Imagine the grace that Paul experienced at that moment in hearing this good news. He who was threatening arrest and murder for Ananias and all the other Christians of Damascus is now, through Ananias, calling Paul brother. Brother Saul. He who was blinded by sin is now going to be given sight again. He who was dead flesh alone, having not even eaten and not having drunk anything for 3 days, is going to be enlivened with the Holy Spirit. It is not the Damascus Road where the conversion of Paul took place. It is here, through the gospel words of Ananias. Here, the scales fell off his eyes. Here, his conversion climaxes as he is then baptized, being joined to Christ's death to sin and rising to new life in the Spirit whom he receives. It is this conversion, through the preached and poured gospel, that remained the foundation of Paul's understanding of mission as he went on to become the missionary to the Gentiles. Thankfully, most of us have never experienced such a terrifying Damascus Road experience like Paul's. But we have all experienced the radical conversion that Paul experienced. For we were not in some neutral zone when we were called and washed by the gospel. We were in the same blind state of dark bondage and on that road to rebellion. Just because most of us were not Jewish or Islamic extremists before our baptism does not mean that we were in any less of a blind state of rebellion and bondage. To look at Saul or Saddam is to see the powerful bondage and blindness of the sin that gripped us and still seeks to suck us back under its slavery. It was Paul's conversion, his baptism into Christ, that gave him great missionary clarity in his new calling. Listen to the clarity of mission from his conversion as he writes about it to his fellow worker Timothy. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And I am the foremost of sinners, but I receive mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ display his perfect patience for an example to those who believe in him for eternal life. May our own radical conversion at the font daily give us such clarity of mission so that the gospel is shared and more sinners are converted. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.